This young lady next to me right here is no stranger to our airwaves. She's been out here many, many times, and glad to have her back out here in Southwest Nebraska. Jenny Benson, how are you?
I am well. I'm so glad to be here. It's a beautiful morning. Beautiful.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I love the cool mornings. Yes. Don't like the hot afternoons, but I enjoy the cool.
It was hot yesterday.
It was toasty. She just got back from a nice trip. Now you're making your work is not done yet, is it?
My work is not done. My work as president of NSCA was done August 31st, but I am also the president of Support Our Schools Nebraska, working to repeal 1402. So I am working until the ballot comes on November 5th.
Making the rounds. For another month, right?
Yep, another month. So I had a little event yesterday at the park, and I had some retired teachers and some folks come by and visit about 1402 and what we needed to do to repeal this bill.
All right. And first of all, your last day as president of the NSCA, your thoughts on that? Are you going to miss it?
It's a very different feeling not getting up and doing that. We have a great new president, Tim Royers, and August 31st was my last day after 7 years, and I don't know yet what I'm going to do when I grow up. So my son is a lieutenant colonel in the Army, and they are stationed in El Paso. So I'm thinking maybe go down there for a while and take care of those couple grands. I have 10 more in the Lincoln, Omaha area, so 12 of them keep me busy.
Wow, really?
There's no rest for the wicked, let me tell you.
Wow. So yeah. You get them all together at the same time, anytime, or like
we
Christmas?
We had a wedding this summer. Yeah, my daughter got married in June, so all 12 of them were there. It was great chaos.
Oh my
it was
gosh.
A lot of fun from ages 10 months through 21 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is.
That is amazing.
It is.
You bet.
And that's why, for me, I always tell people I've taught for 37 years, special education. It's in my blood. And so I love all the signs, vote for kids around the town. That is awesome.
Yeah. You know all about what's going on with
yes,
that?
Yes. I talked to teachers yesterday and they were telling me all about it. And it sounds like it's got a really good chance. And I think, taking the time to get to know things. I think that's part of it. Our job is to educate folks and going out. And for me to learn about it, I went to Palisade yesterday to drop off some signs with a friend of ours that lives there and talking about the things going on in Juanita and Palisade. And so there's things going on all over Nebraska working for the benefit of all kids. And it's really important that we educate ourselves. And so that's kind of why I'm out and about.
Give us the latest on your work to repeal LB 1402.
Well, we last year, as you know, I was here because we were looking at repealing 753. We gathered 117,000 signatures last summer, and then we turned around, and when the legislature started, there was an end game, and that's exactly what they called it. They went around, they put repealing 753 in a bill, and then made a new bill, 1402. 753, the bill was to use opportunity scholarships from tax credits. This bill is still to use scholarships, but this is an actual money out of the general fund. The other money would have been in the general fund, but it would never have gotten there because of the tax credits. This is much different. It's a direct use of $10 million to give private school scholarships. And so we went to work again in May, and it was a much different timeline this year because our folks were all still in school. Mm-hmm. So in 67 days, we collected about 85,000 signatures. So we've collected over 200,000 signatures to get this on the ballot, which is what you're supposed to do in Nebraska. I think that part of the misnomer is that what are these people doing? They're going out, they're doing this. Well, we're doing this because that's what you're supposed to do. If you dislike something, if you want something passed and the legislature has done work, then you go out and you talk to the people. George Norris from good old McCook, Nebraska, he said that the people are the second house and the second house gets to vote. And when we got that opportunity taken from us on 753 and we're able to turn around in 67 days and do it again. And then we got taken to the Supreme Court about a month ago and the Supreme Court voted in our favor. And here we are on the ballot, looking to say that the bottom line is public dollars should belong in public public education.
You were really paying attention with a recent session with the Nebraska legislature and what they were doing, weren't you?
Definitely. And, you know, we pay attention to everything that happens. And because I think, you know, as I look at your beautiful picture of the windmill behind you, you know, my dad worked in a grain elevator in Sutherland for 46 years. And so my saying is always, nothing is in a silo. And when the legislature works, when your city council works, when your school board works, they're not working in a silo, because those are public dollars, and we need to look at how do those public dollars affect other public things. And there's public accountability, as you know, in your bond issue. The public is accountable. They are looking at you and saying, okay, what do we need to do in our schools and how do we need to do this? Well, we don't just say we're going to spend $42 million. We're going to take it to a vote. And that's exactly what we're doing. And that's all we're asking for, is to take it to the vote. And the Supreme Court of Nebraska agreed with us. And November 5th, we will vote. We are the only referendum. There's a lot of things on the ballot. Mm-hmm. A lot of things on the ballot. There were other petition drives, as you know, and those were initiatives. This is the only referendum that seeks to repeal something that the legislature put in place.
Yeah, and for Nebraska folks, and I should just exclude Nebraska folks, but this will be election like no other. But you might never see an election like this ever, ever again. When it's national, statewide, and local stuff going on.
It's going to be close everywhere. And I believe that is a good thing, which also means that don't vote from your couch, right? Get out, do the vote, whether it's a mail-in vote or whether you go to vote. It's really important for folks to do that and to sit back and say, well, I'm just not going to vote because I don't agree on anything. That's not good for the democracy either. And so really educating, really asking those questions, getting on our website, supportourschoolsnebraska.org, that tells you what we're doing, what we're working for. We have over 20 different groups that are affiliated with Support Our Schools Nebraska. And it is great when I come to these communities and talk. I had a group of people come yesterday that were all just interested. Well, then it turns out that one of them's the mother-in-law of a superintendent I work very closely with on a couple boards. So there's not really 6 degrees of separation. In Nebraska, it's 1 degree. You know people. You understand what's good. And what's good for McCook may not be good for Palisade and Juanita. And what's good in North Platte or Sutherland, where I grew up, that's not the same as Omaha. And I think that in order to do what we need to do, using $10 million to start, it's not a good use of money for the kids of Nebraska when 9 out of 10 of them go to public schools in Nebraska.
Yeah, in your years and what you do, you talk to a lot of superintendents, principals. I mean, you from the panhandle all the way east to Nebraska, you get to know those folks, don't you?
Yes, I do. And they all are looking at keeping their public schools strong, whether it be Hyannis, whether, you know, where there's nowhere, you know, people are, oh, let's just consolidate. Well, there's not a lot of places to consolidate in Hyannis or even in Cherry County. Our biggest county really only has 2 school mm-hmm. districts, right? And people don't understand that unless they've been out and about talking to people, understanding what it is that they need from their community. And bottom line is, every child deserves the very best education they can get, not depending on who they live with or where they live or what kind of money. Our responsibility is to take care of all children. And we believe that taking money and taking care and, you know, neglecting some children, or also, you know, I didn't talk about the accountability piece, is super important to us. If you are getting public dollars in a grant, you are accountable for where those dollars go. This money has that lack of accountability. In fact, there's a hands-off clause in this bill. And that's not what we want either. We want to make sure that if you're getting money, you're telling us, where is that money going? What is happening with that money? And a 10% off the top for administrative costs seems a little bit excessive. We have outside, you know, I love Nebraska. I'm born, raised my kids here. I don't think that outside groups such as the DeVosses should come in with millions of dollars to tell us what is good for Nebraska, because that's not right. And so whether or not we repeal or not, at least we have the opportunity to do it, and people have the opportunity to have that vote and that voice.
I know for more information, hit that website again, shouldn't they?
Definitely. If you're on social media, we're on social media, Support Our Schools Nebraska. We have two teachers. Retired teacher Mary Doolan has some signs and information, and so does Tracy Fisher. They are willing to, I asked them yesterday if I could use their names. They have signs and information. They can point you in the right direction if you're interested. I'm excited to see our Support Our Nebraska repeal 1402 right next to Vote for Kids. I think that'll be great across this community.
Where are your travels taking to you next?
Well, I am headed. I have to drop off signs in Kearney on my way home. And then I'm going to South Sioux this week. And then I'm coming back for several meetings in North Platte. Mm-hmm. So I'm hitting it all. I'm marching in the Harvest of Harmony Parade in Grand Island on Saturday. So, yes, definitely I got my trip. And it was great, but it's time to get back to work. And if anybody needs anything, please just check out. You can send us messages on there. And I'm more than happy to come and visit a Kiwanis or a church group or whatever you would like me to come and talk about the specifics. We're 49th in the nation for vouchers. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason that Nebraska values their local control and the ability to do things that are right for ours. Public schools.
Make sure you got your tennis shoes on for that parade route.
Oh, I know. I was like, whoa. And it was like just getting parking, getting to the right spot. And then, yeah, it'll be good. I'll march with all the marching bands. My grands did that a few years ago.
You bet.
In the parade. So I'm excited about it. So.